Let's start by discussing a series of new medicines for type 2 diabetes, and specifically, they're called SGLT2 inhibitors, which you'll have to tell us what that means here in a moment. Patients may recognize the names Jardiance, Invokana, Farxiga. Tell us what SGLT really stands for, and then what's exciting about these drugs.
Yeah, so SGLT2 stands for sodium glucose cotransporter 2, and these drugs are inhibitors, so they block that molecule. And you're going to love this. This involves the kidney. Basically, the way the kidney works is that the juice in the blood space is squeezed into the urine space through this glomerulus, and then all the good stuff is reabsorbed back into the blood space. And one of the good stuff that's reabsorbed is glucose. This inhibitor blocks the reabsorption of glucose, so you pee sugar. And by peeing sugar, you reduce the blood sugar in the setting of diabetes. You lose calories, and so it actually promotes weight loss. And you also lose a little bit of salt with that sugar. And as a result of that, it also reduces blood pressure. But what's really exciting is that over the last 3 years, and most recently just in October, we have additional data that these drugs, when taken by patients with clinical cardiovascular disease, so people who've had heart attacks or strokes or have had bypass surgery or have angina kind of symptoms, people with clinical cardiovascular disease who take these drugs, it reduces their risk of heart attack, stroke, and cardiovascular death. And for patients with chronic kidney disease, it reduces the progression of kidney disease over time. So this is one of the first classes of drugs in diabetes to really show that it changes basically, you know, how things turn out for people with diabetes more so than just changing blood sugar.
So it's an exciting development, and it's exciting that there are three versions of drugs that inhibit the same receptor.
Right. And we're just beginning to understand the kidney disease part. There are additional big trials that are going to be released in the next few months that promise even more impressive outcomes with regards to kidney disease.
In terms of preventing the progression of chronic kidney disease to end-stage or dialysis-dependent kidney disease. What are the differences between those three new drugs?
You know, as far as their blood sugar effects, not much. There is a concern with Invokana that perhaps it increases the risk of amputations, primarily losing toes. But this needs to be taken in the context of saving lives, preventing heart attacks and strokes. And in general, if there really is a problem with increased risk of amputations, it's a much smaller problem than the benefit of the heart, you know, reducing the risk of heart attacks and strokes.
Is that only true for Invokana, or is it also true for Jardiance and Farxiga?
To date, we have not seen the signal with the other two, but there is a little bit of a debate about whether the studies have been done exactly the same way. But to date, Invokana has the problem with amputations, and they also seem to have a problem with a bit of an excess in bone fractures. Again, we don't see that with the other two, and how important that difference is really under debate.
In other words, it's a statistical difference. It's not clear whether it's going to become clinically applicable to an individual who's already on that drug and doing well.
Right, exactly. And the risk of amputations is mostly in people who've already had an amputation, or they have severe neuropathy or nerve damage with their feet, or very advanced peripheral vascular disease. So people that are already concerned about their feet might stay away from Invokana, but the other two, Jardiance and Farxiga, seem to be fair game.